Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Daily Bread. We find ourselves speeding through another month. We find ourselves speeding through each day, getting closer to Christmas. Each day, getting closer to celebrating Jesus' birthday. Amen. Let me start by saying Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. As always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of you that continues to come here and listen in. We appreciate you so much. We can't say thank you enough. And we know everyone is in the holiday season. We pray you are excited. We pray you are joyful. We pray that you are enjoying this holiday as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen. But we also want to say that we hope you are not getting caught up in the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season with buying presents for this person, or this person had this gift on their list, or you're trying to grab this present for someone. We understand, we've all been there. We've all had those Christmases where it seemed like we didn't have enough money to buy presents for everyone. Busy going shopping to the malls and all that stuff. We understand that, and we understand everyone has family, and we understand that's important. But we just want to reiterate that let's not get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season that we forget the real reason that we are celebrating it. And that is God sent Jesus to be born here in that manger in Bethlehem. Amen. That he came that we might be saved, that we might be forgiven, that we might be put in right standing in front of our Heavenly Father. Amen. That we might be saved and our names be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That we owed a debt that we couldn't pay, and Jesus came to pay it. Amen. So again, Merry Christmas. I pray everyone's holiday season is off to a good start. Amen. Again, today is December the 10th, and we are speeding through this month. Amen. I know, Pastor Rose, if you listened a few messages ago, she tried to change a couple of her messages here or there. But ultimately, she went back to healing, which, praise the Lord, we know she is a miracle. And the reason she is touching so much on healing is because she is a walking miracle. She is healed, and she is sharing with us ways that if we're fighting symptoms, or if we have some sort of sickness in our body, or we have a loved one, someone close to us that is going through sickness, amen, she is helping us understand that and helping us that we might help others that are dealing with illnesses, afflictions, sicknesses, amen. So, praise the Lord, we have Pastor Rose, and praise the Lord, she is sharing with us messages on healing. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, I don't really have any folks around me that are sick, or I'm healthy. Praise the Lord. That's where each and every one of us, I'm sure, strives to be. Amen. But eventually you're going to run into someone that's fighting some symptoms. And bless God, as you listen here and as Pastor Rose continues to share on healing messages, amen, you'll be prepared to minister to them and ultimately see healing come upon them in Jesus' name. Amen? Now, me, on the other hand, I have been trying to focus on troubles, storms that we find ourselves going through. Because looking back on several years, Praise the Lord. I know I had gone through quite a bit of storms, quite a bit of trials, quite a bit of stumbles, quite a bit of falling down, getting back up. So this year, I purposed to share small little devotionals on here, hoping that those of you out there listening that are going through something, amen, will find some small encouragement, find some words of motivation, and ultimately hear from God to help you get through whatever storm you might be facing, whatever storm you might be coming out of, or whatever storm you may be going into, that ultimately God is with you. You're never alone, and God's going to pull you through just like the last storm you had. Amen? So with that said, I'll try not to take up too much of your time this Wednesday. If you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Psalms chapter 5, and we're going to read out of verse 3. And as always, I'll give you two versions of that scripture. Amen. And we will make two confessions, and I will give you a question as I wrap this up. Amen. If you're taking notes or you're wondering, like Pastor Jesse has all these great titles to his message, I always try and keep up with him on that. And the title for this small little devotional is called Look Up. Look Up. Amen. Again, we're going to be reading out of Psalms 5, chapter 3. Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. It says, My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Amen. Seems simple enough, right? Simple, straight to the point. Amen. And I will look up. Amen. It says, Have you ever stood in the middle of a thick forest with dense evergreens on all sides and a rich carpet of coppery pine needles? You might be thinking to yourself, no, Andrew. Well, maybe you've seen it in a movie somewhere. I can recall there's a handful of movies where I've seen a certain scene like this. The name doesn't come to mind, but there have been some. Or even sometimes car commercials, they'll show the SUVs out in kind of woodsy areas. Amen. It says, as you look around, all you can see is trees. All you can see is trees. It says, there is no glimpse of what is beyond them, just dark layers of pine. It says, now if you stop for a moment and look up to the place where the trees narrow and the light breaks, you are profoundly reminded of how much more is out there. It doesn't matter how hidden you are, there is a big sky and a great God who is always there. Amen. And I will also put as with you, who is always there and is always with you. Amen. Now let's make this confession. Say, thank you, Jesus, that it is as simple as looking up. Amen. Say that. Say, thank you, Jesus, that it is that simple as looking up. Amen. Say, remind me that I am not alone, and that no matter how thick the troubles might stand around me, you are with me and you are guiding me. Amen. Let's say that again. Say, remind me that I am not alone, and that no matter how thick the troubles might stand around me, you are with me and you are guiding me. Amen. One more time, we're going to say, remind me that I am not alone, and no matter how thick the troubles might stand around me, you are with me and you are guiding me. Amen. Again, chapter 5, verse 3 of Psalms. Psalms chapter 5, verse 3, it says, In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectingly. Amen. And wait expectingly. Now it says, let the Lord stop you right in the middle of your life. You might be thinking, what the heck? But it says, let the Lord stop you right in the middle of your life. It says, if you find yourself looking around frantically, focus in on the trials that you can't see past, you will lose sight of what is outside of them. Did you catch that? I'll repeat that. Let the Lord stop you right in the middle of your life. If you find yourself looking around frantically, focusing on the trials that you can't see past, you will lose sight of what is outside of them. And trust me, we've all been there. I can raise both my hand and both my feet. Amen. I have been in situations where I have found myself in trouble and looking around frantically and not even focusing on Jesus. Amen. I can admit that. Amen. But what does it say? It says, stop and look up. Stop and look up. It says, let your eyes adjust and take in the light. It says, drink in God's presence. Drink in God's presence. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, how do you drink in God's presence? Well, I'm glad you asked. And that's easily. That's easily answered by saying, when you set time aside and you're reading your Bible, amen, praying, speaking to the Lord, amen, and sometimes not even saying anything, just praying or just sitting quietly, thinking about God, amen. You know, sometimes we don't have the words to describe what's going on, but when we're sitting quietly with our eyes closed, amen, not letting any distractions around us, but just focusing in on our Heavenly Father, amen, that's another way we can communicate with God, amen. So, drink in God's presence. It says, when you wake up in the morning, before walking forward, before weaving your way through whatever the day might bring, look to his light and speak of his goodness. Amen. Speak of God's goodness. Amen. We'll say this final confession. I'll leave you with a question and we'll wrap this up. Amen. Say, God, I drink in your presence today. Amen. Say that. Say, God, I drink in your presence today. Amen. And say, help me to see your light as I lift my head and look up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say, help me to see your light as I lift my head and look up. Amen. And I'll leave you with this final question. Are you looking up to God and waiting expectantly for him to meet you? Are you doing that? Amen. Are you looking up to God and waiting expectantly for him to meet you? Or are you looking around frantically, focusing in on your trials that you can't see past? Amen. It's up to you. Choose what you want. Amen. But just know God is there to help you. God is there to help you, watch over you, and get you through this thick forest or the trial you may be going through or heading into. Amen. Now, I hope you got a little bit out of look up. Amen. I always leave you with this encouragement that when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. In every area. And as always, you know, we make the confession and we have been making the confession this entire year that where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Transform. Amen. And that's what we continue to take in to the end of this December. Amen. That God continues to transform us, change us, betters us. Amen. That we may be the best representation of our Heavenly Father. Amen. So praise the Lord. I believe Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. Amen. As always, keep the pastors in your prayer throughout this week or throughout this holiday season. Amen. If the Lord brings them to mind, just say a prayer for them. Amen. Keep praying for Pastor Rose. Amen. We know she had been struggling with some issues with her skin. Amen. And we know that God is continually healing her And we know that God is continually flushing out those toxins every day, and she is healed, and we call her whole and healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So keep her in your prayers. Amen. Bless God. We appreciate you spending some time with us here. Again, I believe Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. So we look forward to a message from her. Amen. Keep the pastors in your prayers this holiday season. And we will see you right back here next Wednesday for another Daily Bread. And again, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Amen. May they be safe, blessed, full of joy, and full of blessings to you and your family. Amen. So Merry Christmas, and we'll see you right back here next Wednesday. Be blessed.